Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Help is on the way to slow people down on PCH in Malibu.
These speed cameras will help with our enforcement.
It's September 27th, 2024. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Brian Bielanski. Cheech and Chong are going after the state of California. There's a way to get your fright on while you're doing a little scrub-a-dub-dub. Those stories are coming up. But first, now pushing past the 24-hour mark, the Vincent Thomas Bridge still closed while fire officials put together a plan to remove the overturned truck with lithium-ion batteries still on board. Traffic is a mess because firefighters decided it was better to just let the batteries burn. John Baird has the story.
Yes, I'm up here on Highway 47. I'm looking toward the Vincent Thomas Bridge, and when the truck is on its side, they've got a forklift up here. They had another one a minute ago. Some other crews are up here as well. But David Ortiz, who's with the LA Fire Department, is with me as well. He just returned from the command post. He says they put together a plan, or they were working on one. What is the plan?
There is a plan that's being put together. There's no definite plan yet. So the different parts of the plan are coming together as far as what our strategy is going to be and how we're going to make it happen, what kind of equipment we're going to need. And as you mentioned, there was a couple of big heavy-duty forklifts that drove up on the scene that are going to be incorporated into the plan. But as of yet, a solid plan of where this is going to be moved to is still being discussed. So hopefully we can come up with a decision pretty soon on moving this, but we also have to see how the batteries react to being moved. So we have contingency plans that are also being developed if it catches fire again.
There you heard it. They're going to try to get this thing out of here, but they don't know how long it will take, and their safety is first. So, you know, hopefully they can do it sooner than later, because we know a lot of people have been tied up because of the traffic mess created by this situation.
Those lithium-ion batteries are expected to burn and smolder through the weekend. Los Angeles Councilmember Tim McCosker tells KNX News the air is being tested for the possibility of toxic smoke. Despite the prolonged fire, he says there's no structural damage to the Vincent Thomas Bridge.
The chassis that turned over and the fire is on Terminal Island. It is not on the Vincent Thomas Bridge, but it is within distance of the Vincent Thomas Bridge, and it's putting that whole street and that area out of service, which is why the bridge is closed. The expectation is that the batteries will continue to burn, I've heard, about 48 hours. Fire crews and the hazmat folks and the experts are looking at whether or not it can be moved, even while it burns, and get it out of that roadway. And the effort will be to see how soon they can reopen the roadways in and around that burning material.
It's still unclear what type of batteries were inside the truck that turned over. Speed cameras are coming to a dangerous stretch of PCH in Malibu. The governor signed off on it today. Karen Adams reports.
The speed cameras, up to five, will be added on a 21-mile stretch of PCH in Malibu. State Senator Ben Allen has been fighting for them, especially after the deaths of four Pepperdine students last year. His bill finally getting through.
And the sad thing is, too many people have died on that stretch of highway, both before them and after them. I mean, literally through the course of the running of this bill, I had to keep revising my speeches because more people were dying. And it's just, it's a death trap.
The cameras will join other safety measures, including added patrols on that stretch of highway to get people to slow down. LA County Sheriff Robert Luna welcomes them.
This is a huge step forward for us, and I think it's going to make an impact, and most importantly, it's going to save lives.
The cameras could be up and running around the spring or summer of next year.
He was once a candidate for Kamala Harris's running mate. Now he's tasked with helping deliver the critical swing state of Pennsylvania for Democrats. The Quaker State's Governor Josh Shapiro joined us today on Countdown 2024.
It's close. I was in Northampton County, I think, 2 days ago, and it's very, it's sort of very indicative of where the entire Commonwealth is right now. Pretty equally divided. It's a dead heat. There's a number of counties that historically have been really close, kind of these bellwether counties, whether it's Erie County, Northampton County, Bucks County, just to name a few. There are several others. But these are communities that, you know, have some urban areas, some rural areas, some suburban areas. They tend to be microcosms of our broader Commonwealth. What I would say is that, you know, we're a big state. I think you mentioned you're a New Yorker who's gone to California, two other big states as well. Well, I think what makes us a little different is, not saying that we're a big state, we're still a retail state, right? We still want to meet our candidates. We still want to kind of kick the tires and learn more and get the chance to see them up close. And on that, I'm really grateful for the fact that Kamala Harris is showing up in a lot of these kind of swing counties, these bellwether counties, and oftentimes going to rural communities that at times some national Democrats have ignored in the past. So I think she's doing the right thing by showing up there. And I think you're right by focusing on places like Northampton County. I think they're going to be really pivotal in this election.
Listen to Countdown 2024 every weekday afternoon at 2:30 Pacific Time on KNX News 97.1 FM, or ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. A new park project in Watts has just received $11 million in federal funding to expand green spaces by 80%. LA Mayor Karen Bass announced that the Jordan Downs Central Park will have a soccer field, two basketball courts, walking paths, and a community pool. The funding is part of a larger program supporting parks across the country. Local leaders say it'll really help the community, especially since many residents are young. The overall plan for Jordan Downs includes new housing, shops, and jobs. Cheech and Chong are suing the state of California over a new regulation that bans, you guessed it, something to do with hemp, specifically hemp products with THC. The lawsuit was filed a day after the governor won an emergency ban on the products, including dietary supplements, food, drinks, even pet food. The governor has emphasized that the regulation is intended to curb the psychoactive effects of hemp products, especially to protect children. The Dodgers have clinched the National League West after beating the Padres 7-2.
The 0-2 pitch. A pop-up. Tested and bruised, but still unbroken, and division champs again. An 11th division title in 12 seasons for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's Joe Davis on Sportsnet LA. Manager Dave Roberts, he's a happy man.
They all feel sweet, but I'll tell you, man, with what we've gone through this year, this feels a tick sweeter, and I'm just so proud of these guys.
The Dodgers haven't clinched a title at home since 2020, when cardboard cutouts replaced fans in the stands. And now everyone will get to see Shohei Ohtani in playoff action. It will be Ohtani's first postseason in the U.S. since his former team, the Angels, never made it to the playoffs during his 6 years with the team. The Dodgers will open the playoffs on October 5th at home in a best-of-five division series. The opponent? Yet to be determined. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your car is a little dirty and you're in for a scare, the Haunted Car Wash kicks off next week.
There's a different theme at each of the three car washes, including a toxic waste dump site.
Nightly, we have about 15 characters at each location.
And the Haunted Car Wash's creator, Veronica Young, says it's family friendly, so you can keep your windows up for less of a scare.
But for those that are more daring, they can roll down their windows and get, you know, more interaction with the scare actors. We do start early in the day to where it's still daylight out. We start at 6 o'clock. So we do the first hour where it's not completely dark. And that also brings, you know, makes it a lot easier for families to bring their kids and experience it where before it gets completely dark or too scary for some, you know?
The Big Wave Car Wash in Anaheim, the Route 66 Car Wash in Duarte, and the Carwood Car Wash in Lakewood are participating this year. You just have to get your tickets in advance. And it all begins October 3rd. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
I would like Maud to see your father as the son she never had.
Will she be the mother I never had?
Sarcasm is the lowest form of wit.
Sad news for fans of the Harry Potter films and Downton Abbey. Acting legend Maggie Smith has died at the age of 89. Her son released a statement saying she passed away peacefully in the hospital this morning. Obviously known recently for the Harry Potter films and Downton Abbey, but her career lasted 7 decades. She received numerous awards, including 2 Oscars, 4 Emmys, and a Tony Award. And that's the LA Local for September 27th. So what'd you think? Give us some feedback at LALocal@knxnews.com. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News or download the Odyssey app and search KNX News to hear all the latest updates on LA. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search their inventory, all 11 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Brian Bielanski. Have a great weekend.